patient's last name is Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A. First name is Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S. Date of visit is October 15, 2024. Next, paragraph of vision tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Traumatic brain injury, first up. It was in December 2008, comma. Patient was in Fort Sam Houston, S-A-M space, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, in Texas. First up, a patient tells me that he was in a martial art tournament. First up, a patient tells me he was fighting. He was hit by the opponent. First up, patient was hit in the head. First up, a patient tells me that he got instantly confused, disoriented, and severe head pain. First up, a patient tells me that he was confused and disoriented and not remember anything after that. First up, a patient tells me that he kept fighting. First up, somehow he won the tournament. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that he has severe head pain for the rest of that day and several days later. Next paragraph. In 2012, a common patient was in Fort Lewis, Washington. First up, patient again was in the tournament. First up, a patient tells me that he was hit again in the head. First up, however, this time he was out of consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for about 30 seconds. First up, he did not remember anything after that. First up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, you remember that he has severe head pain. First up, a patient tells me that his memory become poor after that. First of all, as a matter of fact, he did not remember much about the tournament and many days after that. Since the event, a common patient has significant memory deficit. First up, patient tells me he cannot remember dates. First up, a patient is not able to remember events. First up, a patient has difficulty of remember task duties. First up, a patient also of head pain. First up, a patient also of confusion and disorientation. First up, a patient tells me that sometimes he would get lost when he's driving. First up, the next paragraph. Patient works in auto repair. First up, patient tells me that his memory significantly affected his job. First up, patient tells me that he could not remember his task duties. So first up, he would forget about procedures. So first up, he would forget specific repairs on the vehicles. So first up, patient tells me that his headache is also affecting his concentration and focus at work. Confusion at work. Intermittent dizziness at work. His symptoms are significantly affecting his job performance. Next patient is KWA. S-N-O-S-K-I. Again, K-W-A-N-O-S-K-I. First name is Michael. Date of visit is October 15, 2024. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in November of 2000. A patient was in Turkey. First up, a patient fell off the balcony window. First up, a patient fell to the ground. First up, a patient has sustained basal of skull fracture. First up, a patient has a contusion. First up, a patient has significant bruising all over the head. First up, a patient was out of consciousness. First up, as a matter of fact, he does not even know anything in the hospital. First up, he tells me that he was completely out of consciousness. He has significant poor memory. First up, patient is not able to. A patient does not remember what happened in the hospital. A patient remembered he has significant head pain, confusion, disorientation. A patient tells me that confusion and disorientation lasted many days. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant memory loss. Patient become very irritable. Patient become easy to anger. Patient significant difficulty to focus at work. Patient has confusion and disorientation intermittently. Next paragraph. is retired from the Air Force on September 1, 2024. First off, a patient tells me that he used to be a teacher and lecturer at the Air Force University. First off, a patient tells me that he was teaching financial management. First off, however, his memory loss has significantly affected his job. First off, patient is not able to remember task duties. First off, patient is not able to remember teaching materials. First off, patient become very easily to anger in the classroom. So first off, he has significant difficulty focus when he's teaching. First off, his patient also significant difficulty to remember a task duty. So first off, patient's calculation become poor. This marks the end of dictation.